You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. We're devoting the entire show today to understanding Ellis Act evictions in San Francisco. We know a rapidly growing number of city residents are having their lives disrupted when properties are pulled off the rental market. But what happens once you've been Ellis'd? KALW's Melanie Young spent time with one tenant who's moving on.
Yep. This is going to go to Goodwill.
Marla Knight is packing up her home. She's lived there for 48 years. She can't take everything with her, so she's choosing what to part with and what to keep.
You know, it's like the archaeology, a micro-archaeology project. It's like my whole life. Here's probably the first hula hoop ever produced. This is a dollhouse that my grandfather made for me. He was a machinist. I kind of think that I've winnowed it down to the stuff that really means stuff to me.
Her eviction deadline is coming up, and she's already made about a dozen trips to Goodwill.
We're all supposed to be out, but nobody has any place to go, so there you have it. There is the county jail, however. Yeah.
Actually, all joking aside, Marla found a place that is much nicer than jail. But to find it, she had to think outside the San Francisco box.
My process has been I've gone north, not to Marin. I checked a little bit at Marin, but it's too expensive. I would have liked maybe Larkspur, but that's too expensive for me. So I chose to go to Petaluma.
The apartment, about 45 minutes north of San Francisco, costs $100 more per month than her current place. It's also just half the size. But Marla sees a lot to like.
Just a good feel about it. You know, it doesn't have the charm of this place, but it had like a skylight, a smallish living room with a nice kitchen on the end, and everybody's got a little deck. So it's really nice.
It's a great find for Marla, except for one issue. She doesn't have a unit there.
That's the catch. When I felt lucky to get on a waiting list, so I don't know when. You know, it kind of depends on, you know, who moves or, I guess, who dies. So it's very iffy, so I'm going to have to do some sort of interim housing, which I checked on. Things are rising as we speak, probably. So I know I'm going to have to pay big bucks.
The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is $2,900. When a disabled person or a senior citizen like Marla loses her home to an Ellis Act eviction, landlords are required to give a year's notice and about $8,600 for relocation. But in this housing market, she says,
it's meaningless. A year on paper looks, oh, well, that looks like a good time, but given the market, it's not, because there is no place to move. And the money is nothing. I mean, we all figured that out from the very beginning, that it means absolutely nothing with the way the rents are. But everybody's scared. I mean, you know, most of us still are renters in the city. All my friends are. My friend that lives on the other side of the hill, she said, I can just see her landlord is in his 50s. She says, I can just hear his kids saying, Dad, now would be a great time to sell. You know? And she's a retired teacher, and she started up some little business to make more money because nobody knows when the next axe is going to fall. And every time my friends say they get an official-looking letter, they're just shaking, you know? Yeah. Because most all of us, with a couple of exceptions, are renters.
Marla is a fourth-generation San Franciscan, and she's been active in shaping her part of the city. She volunteers as a tutor at her neighborhood center, helped get a stop sign and a fence put around the children's playground. She taught nursing and English as a second language for many years at City College.
I feel that I have contributed, and I'm still contributing, to to San Francisco. You know, it's wrong that I'm forced to move. It's really wrong.
Marla has consulted with the attorneys at the Tenderloin Housing Clinic, but her eviction is legal under the Ellis Act. 2 months after Marla was evicted, her neighbors in an apartment building up the street were also served with Ellis Act evictions. For Cross Currents, I'm Melanie Young.